This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We've got business to take care of with Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods joining us. It's been a while, Sheriff. Great to hear from you. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, you know, Greg got after me last week and said, hey, you ain't been on. I said, well, I need a call. But I am a little upset, okay, Bob? I have to admit, I heard my favorite sheriff, one of my favorite sheriffs, Bobby Schultz, on there. I was like, how could Bob have him on there and not give me a call? Because I know you have Schultz on there an awful lot. He's a good man, and we both need to get on here one time together.
Oh, you could, yeah, we could do that. Or maybe I'll have another heart attack, and you guys can just fill in.
We'd be glad we got you covered, Bob. And that was my next thing. I hope you're doing well, my friend. It's good. I'm glad to hear your voice back on the radio and be able to talk to you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I feel very, very blessed and getting stronger every day. Hey, you guys had some issues. You had your 911 lines go down. What happened?
Yeah, we did, and it wasn't just us. It wasn't just Marion. I know Lake was down, and it affected a couple other areas. Unfortunately, you know, the construction that we have going throughout this state is a lot of it, and somebody made an oops. It was a big oops, and ended up cutting a fiber optic line. However, here's the good thing. This is what's so wonderful about us in the state of Florida. You know, we're always forward-thinking. So we always have backups. And backups, what I mean by that is what did not go down is the 911 text. Now, you know people live by texting this day these smartphones. 911 text didn't go down. People were still able. We were able to get messages out to all the counties to say, hey, look, you can still 911 text. I give kudos to the company for getting there as quickly as they did to assess the damage and get it resolved during the night. So our 911s are back up. You know, I think everybody loves technology, don't we? We love technology, but it has its flaws. You think about something like that. Fiber optics is a unique thing. If anyone ever researches, you'll find out, you know, you cut a line. It's not like you're a power line. You can splice it back together real simple and you got your power within, you know, minutes. But fiber optics is a unique beast, and when that gets cut, but you shut an awful lot of down. But a kudos to the company, and everybody in the state, all the counties came together, and we solved the issue. So, and now our citizens were never in danger, none of us. They were still protected, and we still had an eye out for them.
Hey, this alligator Alcatraz, a lot of folks are talking about that. Now, did you send some people down there?
Yes. So, you know, because everybody knows it just opened, which is a good thing, all right, because we're getting the ones that are here illegally who have committed crimes, getting them out of our state. Kudos to our great governor of having the foresight and all of our legislators to get this moving forward. Yes, it was put out there on the Attorney General, put it out there, a lot of photos, but Walton County is only one of a couple of jails that has the authority to hold them, and assisting my fellow sheriff and to assisting fellow law enforcement, I sent a team up there to get those detainees, to get them down there to where they should be. In that facility down there at Alligator Alcatraz. And I love it. And, you know, Greg and I were talking. I love that name. That's Florida. That's all Florida, right?
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
Absolutely. Hey, on a much more serious note, look, we saw this or got, you know, word of this ambush that took place at ICE Detention Center. And I mean, it really was an ambush. You probably know all about it. But these people are dressed up in tactical outfits. They had an AR. Then when the ICE officials, who were getting fireworks shot at them, what they called the local, you know, 911, and a local officer came out, and then he was shot at from the woods. In other words, they really had a sniper in position. I know law enforcement, you guys are under a lot of pressure. What are your thoughts on that?
So that shows you the pure evil. And anybody does, anyone, the people out there that have this opinion that thinks that we're doing the wrong thing, you're morons. Let me make that perfectly clear, all right? Because this is the level of individuals in which we are sending back to wherever they come from, okay? And they need to go back. And I want to say this. Bob, I think you and Greg know me good enough. I'm going to be blunt with you, as honest. Any chief or sheriff anywhere in these United States that does not assist a fellow law enforcement officer or a law enforcement agency, they need to be fired. They need to be removed from office. They need to be removed from their position, because that's what it boils down to in this scenario here. You know, it's bad enough the calls, and we work right now where we are targets. You know, deputies, officers throughout this nation get shot just sitting in the vehicle. And then you got somebody like this who has a plan, who has executed a plan. That is an attack. And if anybody ever says, well, law enforcement, because this, ironically, you asked this question. It was a discussion at my chief's breakfast this morning. We were talking about somebody that brought up about, well, you purchase military equipment and you have this and you have that. Well, here's the reason why. Listen, if somebody's going to bring a knife to the game, I'm going to bring a handgun. If they bring a handgun, I'm going to bring a rifle. They bring a rifle, I'm going to bring a bazooka. I promise you that I am going to leave, and my deputies at the end of the day are going to go home alive because of I'm holding my tongue an awful lot here, Bob. But the truth is people like this is the scum of the earth, and anyone that supports that and says it's okay, they are at the same level. Right.
Well, yeah, you've got some of these people in Congress that are saying outrageous things that really they've got blood on their hands, because they're kind of empowering some of these, you know, weirdos, for lack of a better term. And nobody on the side of the Democrats are saying, hey, people need to tone it down, take it down a notch. They're just sitting back watching it.
Oh, yeah. No, you're absolutely right. They do have the blood on their hands, and they're to blame. You know, and I wouldn't say it's just Democrats. I'm pretty sure there's probably on all spectrums of the political forum that have the opposing opinion of what you and I believe in. And the fact is these people came here illegally. I don't care how you equate it. I don't care who they are. They came illegally. It's as simple as that. And law enforcement needs to step up to the plate. Now, it's a balancing act for us. Now, I'm not under fire because I sleep at night, because I know that I'm doing the right thing. My guys are doing the right thing when it comes to this. We make the right decisions. The sheriffs in the state of Florida make the right decisions in regards to this. And I know that I sleep at night because it's the right thing to do. And you got people up in D.C. that don't think it is. Well, they're the problem. And they're the problem that is existed in this nation for quite some time.
Yeah, like in Minneapolis, ICE agents arrested 11 illegal alien sex offenders. Now, who in their community would want sex offenders mixing in amongst their families and children? Isn't that ridiculous?
That is infuriating, Bob. I mean, where do you think that is okay? in anybody's mind. How do you think that that's let's bring them in. Let's be all warm and fuzzy and cozy. You know, we all know that there is an unforgivable sin, and that's probably at the top of the list right there. Mm-hmm. You know, no, they should not be here. And listen, I try to get rid of the sexual predators, the child molesters in my county. I sure as hell don't want anybody from a foreign country here that has any type of charges or has done those acts. Because here's the thing, Bob. When it comes to individuals that commit those particular crimes, it is not the first one, and it is will not be the last one. Because I know you and Greg have seen the operations in which we do on the child pornography or the chats. A lot of these individuals, like we've arrested some of them, literally within 24 hours of being released from a state prison, are trying to hook up with a child. That is a problem.
Yes, it is. And we know you guys have a tough job. We fully support you, Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods. Keep up the good work and stay safe.
Thanks, Bob. Y'all be blessed now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.